Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Malaysia, large group learns Falun Gong exercises at state government building. Latvia, Falun Gong group presents Chinese traditions at community festival. London, connecting to my life source at Wimbledon Library. France, Minghui Summer Camp nurtures young Falun Dafa practitioners. 16-year-old boy loses father to persecution of Falun Gong. And Mexico, Letter from Masanja wins Best International Documentary Award. Now for the stories.
Malaysia. Large group learns Falun Gong exercises at state government building. Falun Gong practitioners in Malaysia were invited to teach the meditative exercises in front of the office building of the Johor Bahru State Government in Kota Iskandar on September 5, 2018. More than 100 people learned the gentle movements, and many said they felt refreshed after the exercises. The learners included attendees of a statistics workshop sponsored by the Johor Bahru branch of the Malaysian Civil Servants Wives and Women Civil Servants Association. Selected students and teachers of Kota High School and elementary schools also gathered at the event. The instruction session began at 8 o'clock in the morning. A practitioner began by introducing the history of Falun Gong, the awards it has received around the world, and its effects on improving health and morality. Falun Gong is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and includes 5 sets of exercises, including meditation. The attendees followed the practitioners as they demonstrated the movements along with the exercise music. A security guard at the state government office had previously heard of Falun Gong from a doctor. This was his first time learning it in person. He said he felt refreshed and energized after doing the exercises. Lila, the chair of the health department of the Johor Bahru branch of the hosting association, invited the practitioners to teach the exercises after she became interested in Falun Gong at a seminar in July. She said she was full of energy and refreshed after trying the exercises. Other association members said the gentle exercises suited their age, and some said they felt relaxed and peaceful afterward. Ajira said she has chronic gout and felt relaxed after practicing Falun Gong. Nurul said her sore arm felt better. Ms. Ayu said she felt full of energy. She added that she did not take medicine to lower her blood pressure that day, but felt very good after doing the exercises. Juan, a teacher, said that the exercises relieved the stress from her job and made her feel calm and peaceful. Ms. Aslinda, 44, from a polytechnic institute in Johor Bahru, arrived in time to learn the 4th set of exercises. She said she felt that Falun Gong was a good practice and that she felt energized and refreshed just after a few minutes.
Latvia, Falun Gong group presents Chinese traditions at community festival. Falun Gong practitioners in Latvia were warmly welcomed as they introduced this ancient meditation for mind and body at the annual Ventspils City Festival on August 3rd through 5th, 2018. The festival parade was held on August 4th. When the Falun Gong procession passed by the main stage, the mayor thanked the practitioners for bringing such a colorful display to the event. The mayor invited the practitioners to return next year and encouraged them to keep up their creativity in sharing their message. The practitioners also set up a booth at the festival to promote the practice and raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. One man said when he stopped to learn more and sign a petition, "People shouldn't be silent and indifferent to such a heinous crime against humanity." A woman from Rizikni City learned how to do the exercises from the practitioners. She said she felt wonderful afterward and made arrangements to attend a Falun Gong seminar to watch videos of the original lectures by the founder of the practice.
London, England, connecting to my life source at Wimbledon Library. Elaine walked into the Wimbledon Library on the morning of August 18, 2018, just as she had done for many Saturdays over the past 3 years, and joined a group of people to practice Falun Gong together. Elaine lives nearby. Her work in the area of commercial industry is stressful. 3 years ago, she came to the library and ran into the free Falun Gong instruction class. She gave it a try and liked the spiritual exercises so much that she has participated almost every Saturday since then. She said she had found her life source in it. The 130-year-old Wimbledon Library, located southwest of London, is a community center for people from all walks of life in the area. A Falun Gong free instruction class has been on the schedule every Saturday morning on the ground floor of the library for over 10 years. A Chinese lady named Wendy is the instructor of the class. When she was asked what motivated her to be so dedicated to the class, her answer was plain and simple: to let more people have an opportunity to see, know, and learn Falun Gong. The Falun Gong class at Wimbledon Library has the longest history among similar ones in the London metropolitan area. Some students come for a time and leave, some have continued for years, and some read the teachings of Falun Gong to advance in levels. The major teachings of Falun Gong, the books Juan Falun and Falun Gong, are available on the shelves for those who want to learn more about the practice. Clerks at the library are supportive of the class. They have often told Wendy, "We like the Falun Gong exercise music. It's very peaceful." Alberto, who is 69, said he had heard about Falun Gong being persecuted in China in the news many years ago. He noticed the class at the library 4 years ago. After he attended a few times, he borrowed a DVD of the documentary Free China, The Courage to Believe. After watching it, he decided to become a Falun Gong practitioner. The practice benefited him from the very beginning. He said Falun Gong is better, stronger, and can especially purify one's mind. "I like to do all five exercises in a row. Meditating after the other four standing exercises helps me to enter tranquility more easily." Practicing every morning has improved his health and endurance. He added, "The power of my mind is stronger. I am more stable and more patient, and it is easier to accomplish things than before. It has helped me to be more optimistic about life. I am happier, and no matter what happens, I am more able to openly accept it."
France. Minghui Summer Camp nurtures young Falun Dafa practitioners. More than 60 Falun Dafa practitioners, both young and adult, attended the two-week-long Minghui Summer Camp at a castle in Rennes in the west of France. Each year, the camp is held in a different place in France. According to the camp organizers, their goal was to create an environment in which the young practitioners could share and learn from each other based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The campers did the five Falun Dafa exercises at 8 a.m. each morning and then studied the teachings of Master Li Hongzhi. When they shared experiences, the young practitioners talked about how they improved at the camp. Daniel said, "Practicing together as a group helped me concentrate. Hearing others share helped me to look inward so that I know where to improve myself." Yiyi, age 12, said that living with a large group of children helped her Xinxing to improve quickly. Augustine, who is 6, said thinking of Falun Dafa helped him to calm down and avoid a fight with his older sister. In addition to classes in dance, calligraphy, and Chinese language, lessons on traditional Chinese culture and historical figures were added this year. On the last day of the camp, the students went into the city of Rennes to promote Falun Dafa. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, danced and sang, and made paper lotus flowers to give to passers-by. While young practitioners were making lotus flowers and dancing, adult practitioners talked to passers-by about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. A police officer told a practitioner how impressed he was with the children's performances and that it was the first time he'd heard about the persecution in China. He said he was very interested in reading the book written by David Kilgore and David Mattis about the forced organ harvesting in China. Some people who saw an announcement of the Falun Dafa activities in the local newspaper were very interested in learning the exercises.
A 16-year-old boy loses father to persecution of Falun Gong. A 16-year-old boy in Liangyungang City was dealt another blow when his father passed away on August 14, 2018, while his mother and aunt were still imprisoned. Li Li was only 20 days old when his father, Mr. Zhang Changbing, was arrested and given 2 years of forced labor in January 2002. Not long after Mr. Zhang's release, he was arrested again and sentenced to 4 years in prison. Li Li was happy to welcome his dad home in May 2008, only to see him taken back into custody in June 2015. Mr. Zhang, a veteran and paralegal, was sentenced to 3 years in prison and wasn't released until his term expired on June 12, 2018. Even though he had become gravely ill with tuberculosis. Mr. Zhang's wife and his older sister were both arrested 1 week after he was last sentenced to prison in June 2016. The sisters-in-law were both sentenced to prison in May 2018, his wife to a 2-year term and his sister to 3 years. Lili's parents and aunt were targeted because they refused to renounce their faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Many Falun Gong practitioners have been arrested, tortured, maimed, or even killed for their organs for holding firm to their belief. With his loved ones in and out of detention over the years, Li Li had to bounce from one relative's home to another. He once pleaded to a relative, "I need a place to stay. I don't want to move again." Li Li's father died 2 months after being released from prison. His mother was released to tend to her husband's funeral, but her sister-in-law remains imprisoned.
Mexico. Letter from Masanja wins Best International Documentary Award. The documentary Letter from Masanja, about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, won the jury prize for Best International Documentary at the Documenta 2018 International Documentary Film Festival in Querétaro, Mexico, on August 25th. The documentary exposes the abuse and tortures in the forced labor system in China. Protagonist Sun Yi, a Falun Gong practitioner, was illegally arrested and detained in Masanja, one of the most notorious forced labor camps in China, before 2013. The letter in Letter from Masanja was a plea for help coming from the other side of the world. The film conforms to the mission of the Documenta Film Festival to give voice to the stories that are not heard by casting a light on Communist China's darkest and most hideous side. Masanja is a forced labor camp in Liaoning Province, northeast China, where Sun Yi was imprisoned for 2.5 years. There, he endured long hours of hard labor and torture in brutal attempts to force him to give up his belief. During his time at Masanja, Mr. Sun handwrote more than 20 letters and hid them inside boxes of Halloween decorations that they were forced to make for export abroad. One of his letters was found by Julie Keith, a woman in Oregon, who posted the letter on her social network sites, and soon the story was known worldwide. After Sun Yi was released from the labor camp, he participated in making the documentary and risked his life to collect more evidence of the regime's persecution of Falun Gong. Audience members were deeply moved by the documentary, including film producer Fernando Flores, who said, "Structurally, the documentary is impeccable and moving at the same time. I believe that it can reach many people, both moviegoers or casual viewers, and cinema professionals. It is a documentary very well managed and very well done. The character of the story is a man who embodies a universal courage, as he is an upright being. I think it's an enormous effort that should be supported both by those who are part of the film community and also by the society in general. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.